श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय। श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय। प्रसिद्ध परमानंद गुप्त महाशय पूर्व जन्म घरे नित्यानंदेर आलय। परमानंद गुप्त महाशय वाज वेल नोन। Nityananda enjoyed pastimes in his house, Nityananda Alaya. So we've heard about other devotees who had pastimes with the Lord in their house because Nityananda regularly went door to door with Haridas Thakur, encouraging people to take up chanting the holy name, Bhaja Gauranga Kaha Gauranga Loha Gauranga Namare. Chant Gauranga's name, follow his teachings, follow Krishna's teachings. And oftentimes when they came to the door, it was a devotee's door. So they happily let in Nityananda and Haridas. And they enjoyed so many wonderful pastimes there. And sometimes when we would go to people to ask them to chant, they would break a pot on Nityananda's head. So sometimes you're honored and respected when you go to preach. And sometimes you're insulted and rejected when you go to preach. It's all in the life of a preacher. You go to present a book and not everyone says yes. Not everyone says they're interested. Not everyone says they like it. Moreover, most people don't want it. They don't want your book. It's some useless book to them. But he was, it says he was well known. He was Prasiddha, Mahashaya. And this is Paramananda Gupta Mahashaya. Bharagachi Nivasi Sukriti Krishnadas Janhara Mandire Nityanandara Vilas. Another devotee named Krishnadas, he was a resident of Bharagachi. Nityananda enjoyed pastimes in his house. Because mind you, chapters Nityananda Vilas or Nityananda Leela, chapter 5, Antilila, Antikanda. So he's telling all the people that Nityananda interacted with. So sometimes it gives something specific to hold on to, and sometimes not much. He was Sukriti, he was a Nivasi, so he was a Bharagachi Nivasi. And Sukriti, he was a very religious and pious person. It says Sukriti, it translates that he was fortunate. But Sukriti generally means he did lots of good deeds. Duskriti and Sukriti, he was a very religious, pious, and dharmic, and charitable human being, as all human beings should be. Unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, most people are not very charitable or very merciful. Hardly to themselves they show mercy, what to speak of their immediate family members. But as far as outreaching programs or extensive exhibitions of charity or helping others, it's very less in this age. Very difficult for the indigent and the dependent to exist in this rather selfish age. Those dependent Brahmins who depend on jajamans and charitable human beings are high and dry. They can't survive or exist as pandas or as tirth gurus because no one wants to give any money. So he was setting a good example. He was living in a village, and he was famous for his Sukriti. Sukriti Krishnadas. Most people, Delhi Nivasi Duskriti Das. Duskriti Maya Das. Noida Nivasi, Gurgaon Nivasi, Duskriti Krishnadas. Or let's say, Duskriti Bogadas, or Durga Das. Indriya Das, Sharir Das, Patni Das, Pati Das. So he was so pious and pure and religious that Nityananda came to his house, to his mandir. Krishna Dasa Devananda Dui Shudamati Mahanta Acharya Chandra Nityananda Gati. Krishna Dasa and Devananda were both pure-hearted. The exalted devotee Acharya Chandra accepted Nityananda as his goal of life. So he was very much absorbed. And Mahanta, he was in Mahant Acharya Chandra. So he had very, like Gauranga, Nityananda had very exalted association. All Acharyas and Gosais and Brahmins. And Acharya Chandra, all exalted devotee, he was, what made him so exalted is that he accepted, his goal was Nityananda. Oftentimes people worship Gaur Nithai to attain Radha and Krishna. I say, oh bhai, Nityananda bine bhai, Radha Krishna payate nai. So the gati is, the prayojana or gati is Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna gati. Vrindavan gati. And Nityananda enables one to chat purely and enthusiastically when one remembers him and attains his mercy. And the pure enthusiastic chanting of the name will bring one closely or quickly to the presence of into the presence of Radha and Krishna. So in one sense, oftentimes, devotees, they see Gaur Nithai as a stepping stone to Vrindavan, or because even the songs are written like that, that without the mercy of Nithai, you can't get the mercy of Gauranga. And if without the mercy of Gauranga, or the especially Gauranga, then you can't realize or attain Radha and Krishna gati, which is the ultimate attainment, the final goal or desirable objective of a Gaudiya Vaishnava's life. Gaudiya Vaishnavism, as Gauranga preached and the six Goswamis preached, and Narottam and Vishwanath and other prominent acharyas, they preached that the goal, the priyojana, is the prem seva of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And they described their Astakali Leelas and the method of bhajan and smaran and bhakti bhajan to attain that exalted and coveted goal. Afterwards, there are some acharyas that were emphasizing the goal is Navadvip. Afterwards, they very much emphasized the worship of Lord Gauranga and talked about getting separate siddhadeyas and gaur-leelas, Brahmin boys, and even practically contemporaries of Lord Chaitanya. In fact, he met Lord Chaitanya. Gopal Guru Goswami from Puri and his disciple, Dhyan Chandra Goswami, he wrote about this idea, which he learned from his guru, the dual meditation on Radha Krishna Leela as a gati and Navadvip Dham as a gati. Mahaprabhu Bhavan Dhyanam, to meditate on the home of Mahaprabhu and the home of Radharani and Varsana, and the home of Krishna and Nandagram, and later acharyas in the 18th century. Siddha Krishnadas, they drew maps, how they came up with them. They drew maps of the 50 different rooms in Nanda Maharaj's palace and the 30 rooms or so, 30 rooms in Vrishabhanu Maharaj's palace in Varsana, and maps of Yogapit, and sometimes you see these for sale in the marketplace, the lotus configuration of the Yogapit with four pathways leading to the Yamuna, and in the middle there's some gopis in a circle or standing around Radha and Krishna in different directions of the lotus, different petals of the lotus. So these were created in the 18th century as facilities for meditation of the Raghunuga Bhaktas who were having Radha and Krishna as their goal, but they would have one for the Vrindavan Yogapit and one for the Mayapur Yogapit at Shrivas Angam or Shrivas Pushpodyan. The gardens of Shrivas Thakur, rather extensive, beautiful tropical gardens on the bank of the Ganga, that would be the site of Madhyan Leela from 11:36 in the morning until, or 11:48 in the morning. Let's say, was it maybe 10, 48 in the morning until 3:36 in the afternoon, Madhyan Lila. The equivalent of Radhakund here is actually Shiva's Pushpodyan, Udyan, that effulgent garden of Shiva's Thakur. And there's the yoga pit configuration. In the middle there is Gaur Gadadhar. And there's Radha. As Gaur Gadadhar is Radha. As Radha and Krishna are in the middle, and Radhakund yoga pit, and there is Gadadhar, Chaitanya. And Nityananda one side, and Vaita, Srivas. And then all the bhaktas, and certain bhaktas in different petals of the lotus. So this is the gati was became a dual gati, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur picked up that thread and described that very much, that you can have two siddhadeyas. But generally in the Goswami writings and the strict followers of Gurunga and the Goswamis and other lines, I don't think they emphasize too much that Gadadhar Parivar, Gadadhar Pandit Parivar. And I'm not sure, I don't think Advaita Parivar emphasizes much this, that the goal is, and even there's sometimes debate about whether there is such a thing as Nitya Navadvipa in the spiritual world. The Navadvipa is eternal, but it's just going like the circus is eternal, but this week it was in Bombay, next week it's in Nagpur. Circus is going on, same actors, same animals. But it's not eternal in your city. But it itself. So Nityananda Leela is eternal, and Navadvipa is eternal, but not there. So what does it matter? But apparently there's some kind of coming and going. You're born and grow up and enter the Leela, then leave and born again, enter the Leela. As Lord Chaitanya had a birth Leela, and so did Nityananda and all the other Parishas in her traveling roadshow. So Advaita Sampradaya are of that contention, so they don't emphasize the dual sarup concept. They follow the strict teachings of the six Goswamis. So their paramgati, as we hear this term, paramgati, is Radha and Krishna, and to realize their siddhadeyas, sakas, or mandaris, usually mandaris. So there's some oneness and difference, and even the goals in Gaudiya Sampradaya. Krishnadas and Devananda were both pure-hearted souls. The exalted devotee Acharya Chandra accepted Nityananda as his goal of life. So here we've lumped together in one verse, 749, three different devotees. Krishnadas, Devananda, and Acharya Chandra. So Krishnadas and Devananda, they were Dui Shuddha Mati, pure-hearted. But really it means they are pure-minded. So mind and heart. If your mind is pure, free from greed and anger and lust and envy, then your heart is also free from greed and anger. There's no lust in your mind, no lust in your heart. So your heart is peaceful, your mind is peaceful. So they're oftentimes interchangeable concepts. Chitta depends on the author, which way he wants to go. But oftentimes chitta is translated as mind or heart or even consciousness. Cheta Dharvana Marjanam, clean the mirror of the mind, clean the mirror of consciousness, clean the mirror of the heart. And generally mati means one's intelligence or his perception or vivek, his discriminatory powers. So their intelligence was pure, and they were fixed on God and no other objective in their life. And then Acharya Chandra, he was the one Nityananda Gati. His goal was Nityananda. It's specifically mentioned, that's his speciality, that Nityananda was his Gati. Because other we heard that they were Prem Ras and so many different qualities they had. Parama Udam and Sarva Papa Nash, remember Gadadhar Das, your sins are destroyed. So this is the first one we've heard about after about 18 devotees that his goal of his life is Nityananda. So this is a very fortunate personality. In text 750. Gayana Madhavananda Gosha Mahashai Vasudeva Goshati Prema Rasamai. So now we're hearing about the Ghosh brothers. They're often described. It's a very common name in West Bengal. In general, because Ghosh is actually a caste. I mean, say Agarwal. Generally, people think Agarwal means a businessman of some sort. Or Marwari, if you say Marwari, then people think like that. So he, the Ghosh brothers means that they generally take care of cows. They're like gopas. The Ghosh brothers, I mean the Ghosh, like you have Ghoshta. Ghoshta means the pastures. Uttara Ghoshta Lila. It's about this time of the day, 4 to 6. And Krishna comes back from the pastures. Uttara, like Ulta Rath, we say Ulta Rath. It means return Rath, Ulta. And Bengal. That's an Uttara Ghoshta. Krishna coming home with all the cows and coward boys. So the Ghosht. So Ghosht. Ghoshes are those type of people. They're fortunate. They're with cows all day and night. Sleep with the cows and wake up with the cows. It's pretty much their life and soul, those cows. That's a nice association. Live with a cow day and night. They get people that take care of cows are forced to get up early. Because the cows get painful about Brahma Muhurta hour, they start getting painful. Because if they're proper cows, they're giving lots of milk, and so they give twice a day, every 12 hours. So in the morning, about 4:35, their milk bags are busting with milk, and they feel painful unless the milk comes let down. So they start to cry usually. Oh, 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 oh. And then that's like the milkman is supposed to already be there, was giving them some food, and so they relax and bring the calf over there and tying the calf near the mother, even letting the calf start to milk on the udder. Take a few sips and then they tie the calf near the mother's head and she keeps licking the calf and the milkman is taking the milk out. So that's early in the morning, way before sunrise in many cases, obviously. 4:35, 5:30. So that's a lot of time with the cow. From 4:30 in the morning until 6-7 o'clock at night. 14 hours a day of the cows. That's a love. They have a certain love, or at least they used to. And this is the Ghoshas. And they're, of course, they're famous as singers. Lord Chaitanya's Leela. They would come to Rathyatra and he would have them sing and dance there, and they sang and danced in Mayapur Leela. Madhavananda and Vasudev Ghosh. Usually it says Madhava and Vasudev Ghosh. He was a singer, and Vasudev was filled with. Vasudev was Ati Prema Rasamaya. He was saturated with, filled with Prema Ras, like so many others. And he was a great singer. His cup was so full that it overflowed. If you pour lots of milk in a small cup, then the cup will fill up and spill over. So Vasudev Ghosh's heart was filled up with Gauranga Prema Ras, Radha Govinda Prema Ras. and it was overflowing. And it overflowed from his heart. It gushed out of his heart through his mouth. That was the nearest outlet. So he opened his mouth, Haribo, and out came the Prema Ras flow in the form of his Madhura Madhura Kirtan, which is described in also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that the singing of Vasudev Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh was just like a stream, endless stream of honey. Madhur Geet, Madhur, Madhur Geet. So this is the best use of Prema Ras. If one is Ati Prema Rasamaya and he can share it with others through the medium of singing sweet love songs about Radha and Krishna and Gauranga and Nitai, then he'll certainly make everybody else full of Prema Ras. I think it's called Rasa Kirtan. Kirtan full of Ras. Mahabhagyavanta Jiva Pandit Udhar Janagare Nityananda Chandra Vihar. The most fortunate Jiva Pandit was magnanimous. Nityananda enjoyed pastimes in his house. So obviously the Lord, the general trend here is that God likes to be with his devotees. He may have some other secondary activity, but his primary pleasure in life is to, at least in his Udar Leela or his Avatar Leela, Yada Yada Hidharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Vitaram Dharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyam. And his Dharmic Leela in the material world, besides preaching, establishing Dharma, Dharma Samstapaya, Dharma Samstapan, to establish the strong foundation of Dharma based on Shastra and Vaishnava worship and cow protection. Then the Lord comes to do that. But even when he comes, he brings his friends. He could come alone and beat up everybody. He could come by himself and put everything in order and go back to Ayodhya Dham or to Vaikuntha or to Kormakshetra or the Sringaloka or wherever they reside. Lagu Bhagavatamrita says all the avatars have their own planets. And Kormaloka has his own planet also. Sometimes people ask questions about that. And artists have often depicted these different avatars, trying to understand what they're all about. And acharyas have often commented when inquired that if you're attracted to Korma avatar, because one of the Das avatars, of course, is Korma, or better yet, the Varaha, and you worship Varaha, then you go to Varaha's planet and you get a form like that. You become a planet full of pigs, transcendental pigs. There's a chief pig and all the worshippers. Like Vishnuloka, Vishnu has forearms, and all the residents, at least the human ones, also have forearms. Because that's his form. But if your lordly worship has a form of a pig, then you get Sarupya Mukti. And Sarup City, then you become a pig also. Or you worship the Korma, then you become a turtle. Swimming races or something with the Lord, or he climbs on your back and you carry him around, or he carries, one turtle climbs on the back of another turtle. Can't say. But I heard from some acharyas, they say that generally, and you see paintings like this, I have seen, that from the belly up they have forearms and human form, like mermaid type. And the belly down, they're shaped like a fish, mean avatar, or korma, some type of lower form that distinguishes that particular form. Either way, that doesn't seem like a very attractive way to go. It says that they have their own individual planets. This is an often asked question. Doesn't Sringadeva have his own planet? And the answer is yes, there's Nisringaloka. So the Lord could come by himself, but when he comes to the material world, he brings all his devotees, and not that he engages all of them in killing demons. Mother Yashoda wasn't out killing Agasura or Kamsa or Shishupal. They're just part of the, his entourage goes before him so he can enjoy. Like wherever the movie star may go, or the politician, the prime minister may go to different places for political work, or the movie star may go to different countries to shoot a movie, but he usually brings his wife with him. Because when he's not shooting, then he's cavorting with his wife. He's not doing his work of shooting or politicking. When President Obama from the US of A came to India, I think he bought Mrs. Obami Mata, came with him, and she's a whatever she is, so she got to tag along in the presidential jet. So these are all the wonderful associates of Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Madhavananda Ghosh, and Vasudeva Ghosh. So Jiva Pandit, he was magnanimous, Udar, and Mahabhagyavanta, very fortunate. And again, Nityananda Chandra, Bihar. He had pastimes in his house. And that's what the Lord relishes. All right, knock off Jagai and Madai, liberate them. Okay, let's have a kirtan. Let's have prasad. Let's swim in the Ganga. Let's go to Jiva Pandit's house and enjoy pastimes. You don't hear any verses here where Nityananda went to Madai's house and enjoyed pastimes. Madai Gare. Jagai Madai Gare. Nityananda Chandra Vilas. We don't vihare. We don't read that. They were the objects of his kripa, his mercy, kripa patra. Nitai Kripa Patra, they were. And they were the derelicts and degraded debauchees of Kali Yuga that he came here to liberate. So he did that job and got on with the real business at hand, which is to party. The Lord's main objective is to party, to enjoy Leela. Nityananda Priya Manohara Narayan Krishnadasa Devananda A Chadijana. Now he's saying that these four devotees, Devananda and Krishnadasa, whom he mentioned, and two new he is introducing, Manohara and Narayan, were all very dear to Nityananda, Nityananda Priya. So this is, of course, a desirable position to attain. To be Krishna Priya or Radha Priya or Guru Priya or Nityananda Priya, to be very dear and near and devoted to and bound in an intimate, loving relationship with Nityananda. So this concludes our glorification, summary glorification of a selected group of Nityananda's intimate associates who were part of his Sankirtan party and part of his Vilas Leelas in this world. Jata Britya Nityananda Chandra Sahite Shatavatsariyota Na Padi Likite Sahastra Sahasreko Sevakera Gan Sabara Chaitanya Nityananda Dhanapran. I am unable to write about all the servants of Nityananda Chandra, Nityananda Chandra Britya, even in 100 years, Shatavatsari, Vatsari, Padi Likite. I cannot write. If I keep moving my hand and turning the pages for 100 years, and I don't have that long to live, I'm already quite old. Even if I had that much time, I would not be able to reach the end of the glories of the servants of Nityananda. So Srila Prabhupada is one of those great servants of Nityananda. And if we take our hand and we write for many years, Satsrupa Maharaj, his hand was moving for 10 years. He wrote about Prabhupada for 10 years and produced Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. And then another godbrother wrote for 6 years and wrote Transcendental Diary. And he didn't reach the end. Then another godbrother wrote, What is the Difficulty? And he wrote for 2 years and he didn't reach the end. So no matter who takes up the task of glorifying Prabhupada and writing about him and enunciating his unlimited glories, they write for some time till their hand doesn't move any longer, and then they retire, and someone else continues. So if 100,000 devotees write for 100,000 years, they'll never reach the end of the glories of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There's always another book about Prabhupada. I've read this book about Prabhupada and Hayagriva's books about Prabhupada. Now I'm reading Mukunda Swami's book about Prabhupada. And so many, and each one shows more and more unlimited features of Prabhupada. They were having kirtan with Prabhupada. And because I intuitively thought this myself, and he said, listen, because they asked him, one day, Mukunda Swami, who was learning Mridanga from Srila Prabhupada in 1968 and in San Francisco. And he said, Prabhupada, can you tell us something about the Sankirtan party of Lord Chaitanya? And Prabhupada went into a long discussion based partly on Chaitanya Charitamrita's description of Beta Kirtan pastimes and Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita describing the Sankirtan parties organized at Rathiyatra by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself. So in front of Jagannath's cart, there was one kirtan party with 4 mridanga players, and there was 8 kartals with each one, 32 kartal players, and a lead dancer, and 8 different backup singers with each dancer and one singer. And then there was one party in the back and one party either side. So there were 4 kirtan parties moving with the cart. And there was sound was thunderous. And then Prabhupada said, and the style was, because he saw the devotees weren't playing like that in the beginning, kirtan. So Prabhupada told the story of how, or told the history of how Gauranga would organize the Sankirtan parties, Harinam Sankirtan. So he said when the lead singer would be leading, because there's no amplifiers even then, they're not loud enough sometimes, all the people that were playing kartals and mridanga, they would play soft. They would reduce the velocity of their ferocity in playing the wampers and kartals, as some people do, mindless abandon of enthusiasm and not paying attention to anything about the poor hoarse voice of the lead singer who was trying his best to screech out the Maha Mantra above the clanging and banging of quote-unquote enthusiastic kartal and wampar and mridanga players. So he said that actually the standard is that everyone gets quite quiet, and then when he finishes and everyone's singing together in chorus, the backup vocals, you can say, then they play significant louder. So it's a series of loud, loud, soft, loud, soft, loud, soft. So that this makes common sense, and it was common sense was certainly the standard in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's followers. Prabhupada once said, 50% of Krishna consciousness is common sense. He said, if you don't have any common sense, then follow someone who does. But at all times, don't be nonsense. So yeah, sometimes the residents of different areas of the world are not very practical, or do not exhibit lots of common sense. So we read this other verse that each of these servants that we've heard about, they had thousands of followers. As I mentioned before, they three primary Gaudiya Sampradayas, disseminating the teachings of Gauranga, Gadadhara Sampradaya, Advaita Sampradaya, Nityananda. I said, by far, Nityananda, his branch, the Parivaran, the Parampara Nityananda is the most extensive and voluminous of all the Gaudiya Vaishnava lines of Parampara. And you can get some idea here that we heard of all these great acharyas and pundits, and each of them had thousands of followers. Sevakara, Sevakara Gan. Sahasra, Sahasra, Eko, Sevakara Gan. So they had groups and groups, hundreds and hundreds of groups of Sevites and Sevakas that were dedicated to the service of Nityananda. And they all accepted Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda as their wealth and life. Chaitanya Nityananda Dhanapran. So that bhajan is there by Krishna's, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan Janahe. Oh men, oh Jana, oh people, listen. You have faith. You possess faith. You have Shastriya Shraddha. Do you have faith in the Shastras and the Dharma and God? Then, Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Pranadhan, Krishna Mata Krishna Pita Krishna Pranadhan, Shadavan Janahe, Shadavan Janahe, Nityananda Mahajana Pati Achimana. There's that song about Nityananda, that he was such a great soul, and he created such faith in people if they didn't have it. And if they had it, it deepened by his association. And they became so faithful, Nityananda, and so dedicated to his service, that they accepted him as their life and soul, Pranandan. Krishna Pita, Krishna Mata, Krishna Pranandan, that Krishna Gauranga, they're my mother, my father, my wealth of my life. And I have that faith. I need no one else. Nityananda Mahajan, Nadiya Godrume, Nityananda Mahajan, Patiyachi, Namahata, Jivara Karan, Jivara Karan, for the benefit of the Jivas, for the cause, the Karan, Sarvakarana Karanam, for the cause of the Jivas, he has opened a store to sell Reebok shoes in Bandra, West. Not east, that's not accepted. So he's opened a Nam Hut. He's opened a place to distribute the holy name. And what do you have to pay? You have to pay with your faith. Faith is required. That's the only commodity. Your capital is your faith. You have to invest your capital, your faith. And then he'll become your mother. Nityananda will become your mother, your father, and your very wealth. You'll become wealthy and rich. Because Nityananda will give you the greatest wealth. What is the greatest dan? How do you become the parama, ati parama parama, dani, jana, most excessively top, most wealthy person in the world? That you become wealthy when you attain Krishna prema, Radha Krishna prema, and that fortune is available to those that accept Nityananda as their life and soul. Nityananda Mahajan. Now we're starting a new chapter, chapter 6. It's called the Nityananda Prabhu Mahima. That was Nityananda Prabhu Vilas. This is Nityananda Prabhu Mahima. So we're very fortunate at this particular time of the year of Magh Mas. And for some time, we've been hearing chapter 5, which is Nityananda Vilas, all about the pastimes of Nityananda. And of course, Nityananda's Avirbhav is on Magh Shukla Trayodasi. We're just hearing so much about Nityananda. We practically feel his presence. Once Gaurasundar said, anyone who has unflinching love for Nityananda, that is a proof that he has love for me also. There's no doubt, Chaitanya said, Nityananda is not different from Baladev. Nityananda is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if Nityananda goes somewhere and drinks wine, or he associates with women, He is the eternally worshipable personality, even for Lord Brahma, the Father of the universe. Jaya Jaya Gora Chandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Prabhu Raja Jateka Bhaktavrinda. All glories to Gora Chandra. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to all the devotees of the Lord. Gora Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Hinamate Mahaprabhu Nityananda Chandra. Sarvadasa Sahakari Kirtana Ananda. In this way, Lord Nityananda Chandra enjoyed the ecstasy of Kirtan with all his servants. Kirtan Ananda. Have you heard this name before? Prabhupada gave one of his first disciples his name, Kirtan Ananda. Very glorious devotee has left this world to join Prabhupada. And Sarvadasa Sahakari, so all of his servants, he really enjoyed Kirtan. Mahaprabhu Nityananda Chandra. Mahaprabhu, Acha, it's interesting, it says, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Chandra, he's also being referred to here as Mahaprabhu. Sarvadasa Sahakari Kirtanananda. This is real pleasure. Kirtanananda. Pure joy. No side effects, no cost, no. They don't even get tired. Most types of activities which people engage in to derive some pleasure or satisfaction, they result in fatigue. Especially the so-called source of the greatest pleasure of human beings, which is the amorous affairs of men and women, they also result in fatigue. The Prabhupada said you can go on chanting Nittai Gaur, the Hare Krishna mantra, hours on end and you'll never get tired. I get more and more enthusiastic. If you're a bhakta. If you're not a bhakta, then you'll chant, oh, I'm tired of this chanting. I want to go home. But a bhakta, he has ruchi. Bhakti actually begins at the level of ruchi. That's the beginning of bhakti. Bhakti avas. Bhakti means bhav. Bhakti means prema. You've heard Vaishnav praya. You've heard prakrita bhakta. So that's us. You've heard of bhakti avas. Bhakti avas. Namavas. What is this avas thing? That means something like, but not quite. It's a semblance of. It's a little bit light, but it's not sunlight. It's a little bit day, but it's not daylight. It's called dawn. You don't see the sun, so it's not sunlight. But there's an increase in illuminance and decrease in darkness. So you say, oh, the day is heralding. The sun is rising, I guess, unless somebody has a bright flashlight out there. Maybe it's a big floodlight out there at a new supermarket, lighting up the sky, giving the illusion of sunrise. So this is real pleasure, Kirtanananda. So after anartha nivritti comes nishta. That means nishta in the practices of bhakti, but still no taste. And taste comes, phenomenon manifests. Nadana najanana sundarim kavidam ba jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani shri bhavatad bhakti rahoite kitoi. When bhakti ruchi comes, nam ruchi comes, sadhu ruchi comes, katha ruchi comes, seva ruchi comes, and then one becomes fearless. He no longer fears anything. Because he knows he's with Krishna. The spiritual world is here, now, and forever. So he doesn't care whether for liberation, because he's liberated. Ruchi itself, once one has a strong footing in bhakti, which is ruchi, practically he's liberated. Ruchi quickly goes up the scale. And he loses because he's liberated, because if you have no taste in the material world, you're not generating any material activities. You're not generating any material activities, there's no material reactions. There's no punya phal or papa phal. No phal means no tree. You can't get a fruit without a tree. So you create a karmic tree by karmic activity, and karmic activity one engages in based on karmic desires, material actions. So when one is a ruchi bhakta, bhakta ruchi, then he has no desire for wealth, profit, adoration, woman. Once someone said to me, they said, Maharaj, if you don't have any desire for a woman, then what's the point of this material world? What's the point of working? You know, he was just musing one time, a young college student. He asked me, he said, if a man doesn't have any interest in women, then his world is over practically, because he has no need to work. He doesn't want to work. He doesn't want women. So what does he do then? I said, that's very good. Are you like that? He said, I'm feeling like that now. And I said, let's see when you get out of college how you feel. I haven't heard from him since. I think he got married. So this is the ruchi. So then one can really experience the Kirtanananda. So we'll continue there with this new chapter of Nityananda Prabhu Mahima.